Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody!
Too much.
Don't tell me too much. That's not nice.
I mean the volume.
Dude, you look ridiculous. And you want to know something? It didn't quite come through last night on text.
Yeah. What? Exactly.
Why you got a blue beard, dude? So, what are you, a pirate?
So, my wife was doing her little thing.
Okay.
Had some extra.
Mm-hmm.
She decided, as my life assistant, that I should get rid of the gray.
And I'm for like, this?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, but you would get rid of the gray typically for, you know, I would imagine a more natural color. Why do you...
She put the same stuff that was in her hair.
Uh-huh.
And...
So now you're a pirate.
So... It'll be gone tomorrow.
Will it?
I'm gonna get rid of it. Yeah, I shaved tonight.
The internet's forever.
Oh, yeah. This is...
The internet's forever, and you...
But...
So you have a blue beard right now.
This is rare pull.
So here's the worst
this
part.
This is a rare pull.
Because you know Fonz is pretty quiet, right?
Yeah.
I said, Fonz, turn on the light. Turns on the light. And I could already tell. You know, you can tell when people are thinking. And he looks over. I say, well... He goes, what's up, Papa Smurf? Right? I've gotten... Blue Man Group.
But like when you sent it last night, the picture you sent last night, it looked almost like a maybe a hint of blue, but it did look more gray.
No.
That's a blue beard.
Yeah.
You look
like
quite blue.
Double D, double die.
Clearly.
I liked it.
Clearly, my wife does not understand the differences in hair.
You look like you'll grant me 3 wishes.
Are you on the spirit squad for the Wolverines? How did you not shave it immediately?
Yeah, exactly.
How'd you wake up this morning and be like, I'm going to go out of the house like this?
I'm going to rock this.
Because I also did not realize it was this blue until I got in my car, because it's kind of dark in the house.
Mm.
Then when I got in the car and looked at the, I'm like, whew.
Yeah. That's really blue. Like, it didn't look this blue last night, yeah,
no,
Marcos?
It did not.
Not
did
even
not.
Close.
Maybe like a, like you said, like a hint of blue.
Yeah, like a hint of blue. But it, like, I'm looking last night, and I'm telling you, didn't look this blue.
No.
It was like, because like kind of in the lighting, it was like, ah, is that the, is that like a, you kind of see it, but it all, it kind of looks like grayish.
Mm.
No, dude.
Nope.
No.
It's all blue.
I know.
You're my boy, Blue.
You like Cam Ward that much, huh? Rooting for the Titans.
Nice of you.
Tighten up.
Get it all out. Get it all out.
Oh, we will get it all out. What is your favorite method of punishing sailors? Is it walking the plank? Yarg.
Yarg. Oh, Bluebeard. Wow, Leroy.
Dade South has called you Bluish Riddick.
Blue Riddick. Leroy looks like Will Smith in Aladdin.
Yep.
Yep. Definitely.
Steampunk Leroy.
Dr. Ramulik says, just an emo phase. It'll pass.
It'll pass. Just go
Leroy, you're about 20 years past your midlife crisis.
C-Dub says it gives a whole new meaning to Blue Chew.
Blew himself up.
Like, dude, what are you doing?
There's a conference today. Like, we have people in the building today.
Who's this guy with the hat?
I don't know. I'm telling you, we have a conference guy. Radio Libre?
Yeah.
He's a new Radio Libre. I've never seen that guy before.
Oh. There is, what, some sort of event going on in the conference room. I need you to walk by those people.
Dade South, Vita Blue. Schmeathen says, looks like you did unspeakable things to Mrs. Met.
So this is what this show's going to be.
Jukebox.
Point for Twitcher.
Jukebox. Did Leroy eat a Smurf?
So I text my friends to...
We just figured out Blue's Clues.
I text my friends to figure out, you know, what they thought. And after the laughter, this is what Tobin said.
Throw that up more on the camera, not the screen.
Pretty good. AI.
I love AI.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
You're like, how did you get it to have a number 33 jersey? I'm like, I just asked it to. I just asked it. I said, put it in a Browns jersey. Now make it a 33 jersey. So boom. Papa Smurf. Thank you, Grok.
Yep.
Does anybody have an AI of favoritism? Like, I use the one on Twitter. That's the only one I usually do. ChatGPT, is that the number one to do if I want fake images?
I know
some. I know there's a whole thing, too. People are like, oh, you shouldn't do that. Hey, guess what, people? I'm just having fun on the internet, baby.
Yeah, get out of here.
You know, I'm not trying to get too crazy about it.
I know that ChatGPT has gotten so personal. I know people who have relationships with it. Mm-hmm. Like, not physical, but deep intellectual, in which they'll say, hey, ChatGPT, based off of everything I've ever asked you, what are my weaknesses as a person?
Wow.
And you learn about yourself, apparently.
Jay Marley says, Leroy, I got a Taki endorsement. You do look like you just ate some Takis. Taki. Because I got the blue one.
What does that taste like? Ever tried it?
No.
Mm.
No, my kids love Takis, though.
Yeah.
I've had the red one before.
That's
chili
isn't
lime.
That, isn't yes. that like...
Ooh.
Kids love those things.
Yes.
And then once you get, you outgrow.
They haven't
yet. I remember Fonz was like in middle school and then high school. That's all he ate was Takis. And then now, like, no chance.
Nick T says, do the drapes match the sheets? Drapes not matching the sheets?
For
Blue Chew.
Witcher!
You look like a backyard wrestler.
Dade South, Leroy's favorite song, Hit 'em Up Style. Hey, ladies. Then you may want to get buck wild. Let's go and hit him up style. You better let him know that if he mess up, you gotta hit him up.
All right.
Wow, Leroy. What did she do? Did she just like put it on her hand and just like grab your beard or something like that? Or like did you sit down while she combed it through?
No, no.
Is this a decision?
No.
You didn't think it was going to be that blue.
No.
Oof. You thought it was going to be black?
I didn't know. Listen, here's what I know. I know that my wife tends to think that everything's going to work out the way she planned without taking all of the circumstances into account.
Mm-hmm.
Relatable.
Right? Like, it's one thing to touch up a little gray, but all gray, what are the effects of... So, yeah.
What's it like bringing so many kids joy? Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose worth.
This is a gender reveal.
Point four.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. How about them Marlins, huh?
Yeah.
Hey.
Let's just give it up for, give it up for Peter Bendix.
Come on.
And Bruce Sherman.
Let's do it, dude.
You know, just when you think you got yourself a team on the low, last place. Remember those first 2 weeks?
Yeah.
You go out and lose to a team with 9 wins.
Look at us.
Just when you think, I should be proud of my baseball team, they're like, you know what? Hmm. Watch us go lose to a team that has the worst record of the modern era.
Of the last century.
That's crazy. Marlins lose to the Rockies 6-4.
Yeah.
They're back at it. Max Meyer. Oof.
Oof.
He's burnt out that
Didn't
goodwill.
Didn't they have a 4-2 lead?
Burnt out that goodwill.
Oof.
Yes. They had a 4-2 lead going, or 4-1 lead going into the third.
Too early.
Too much time.
Too much time.
Never too much time. Max Meyer. Flash in the pan.
More like Min Meyer, am I right?
I'll allow it.
Almost blew it. Too much?
Nando says, bro, I was listening on the radio. I had to come see what the fuss was all about on YouTube. Now you know.
Mm-hmm. Leroy.
Let me tell you something right now.
Yeah.
Peter Bendix.
Go blue.
Don't lose this series.
Don't lose
this series.
Don't lose. Hey, listen. Really, though. Really. Hey, listen, Peter.
Pete. Seriously. Pete, my boy.
Seriously. Do me a favor.
Have they won a series all year? Couldn't have, right?
Colorado? No. I don't think so.
No, they got swept 8 times.
They don't have enough wins, I don't think.
They've won back-to-back games.
Ooh. Look at them.
Once.
But it wasn't in a series.
They got swept 8 times.
Not good.
We're not even halfway.
They've been swept in half their series.
It's not even halfway through the season.
Hmm. Are we about to watch the Marlins get lose a series to the Rockies? Is that going to happen?
That would be pretty amazing, wouldn't it?
Sandy's on the hill today.
Oh, boy.
Sandy's... Okay, listen.
This has to be the
Sandy,
get right for him, right?
Sandy.
This has to be. Like, this is... Like, Sandy... Pride game, right?
Yeah.
Like, he has to draw
pride
a line...
Game.
Pride game.
He has to draw a line in the sand today.
Oh, line in the sand game.
How
many lines do you think he's... drawing in the sand?
A lot.
Okay.
It's been a rough
so
go.
So, how's this line...
His ERA is 8-4.
Oof.
You think he's going to go up to the mound and say, not on my watch? Well, it's been on your watch all year.
Mm.
Just walk into your house and steal your cookies.
Oh, boy.
Where Miss Mola keeps the peanut butters. Took that, too.
Speaking of good baseball, though, shout out to the Miami Hurricanes.
Woo!
They beat Southern Miss. They advanced to the Super Regional for the first time since 2016. Ooh, I was nervous.
After getting... After getting dump trucked the night before. So good bounce back.
Yeah, good bounce back. Some clutch pitching there late. And they get it done. They're moving on to the Super Regional. First time since 2016, the Canes finally get a chance to get to Omaha. They're going to take on the Louisville Cardinals in the Super Regional. Best of three, Leroy. You win two out of three. You're going to the College World Series. It's kind of crazy. It's been that long for the Canes.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that way.
That's like that's such a crazy thing for
it's almost a decade.
I feel I look at them as baseball royalty.
Yeah, same.
Right.
Then as you said that,
they probably had. Would you say the baseball teams had more long term success than the football team consistently?
Not really. I guess not.
Not recently.
I guess not.
Right.
Seemed that way for a while though.
Right. Like you would always be able to say, okay. You know, at least the baseball team's going to be there.
Yeah.
I mean, we know the milkshakes are going
to
be there.
Ooh, they bring all the boys to the yard.
Minus one. You had such a good run going this first segment. You had such a good run going. Minus burned one. Out your goodwill.
Hey,
the Panthers are...
Wait, it just... Like, this is an epidemic on this show. You make a funny, then you got to try to make two funnies.
Yeah.
Then you got
it's much like our it's like our gambling.
Like
habits.
you know, just say, hey, I made a funny. Let's move on. Nope. He got to keep going.
That was good.
No, now you're back to zero.
Mo Mojo 305 says, I dream a genie.
There ain't no black genies except Will Smith and Aladdin.
So the most famous? Who's a more famous genie? Aladdin's genie or Barbara Eden?
Barbara Eden.
Wait. Who's that's the
I Dream a Genie.
Yeah.
She's pretty good.
Pretty good?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I Dream a Genie had this run. Yeah. Y'all weren't alive yet. But.
Schmeathan says Genie Bus.
Oh.
Genie Bus.
Blue jeans.
Nunya says Genie in a Bottle. Christina Aguilera.
Ah.
That's her coming out song.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Anyway, Panthers are traveling to Edmonton. Today's media day.
Diaper Genie.
They're not even close to being there. Media tonight.
Well, they speak at 4 o'clock, 4 p.m.
Ah.
Is
4 p.m. our time.
Our time. 2 p.m. Edmonton time. They're mountain time.
Oh, they're only... Wow.
Yeah, I was confused by that, too. Me, too.
Okay.
Travel.
You know what's crazy? How can you fly, what is it, 8 hours? Nine hours? And only go across one time zone. You must
isn't that two time zones?
No, you go central and then mountain.
So that's two.
You're in mountain. You're not traveling over two time zones.
No. If you
go all the way west
and you go to mountain, that's two time zones. I've traveled two time zones.
You haven't if you're in one.
Of course that counts. What are you talking about? Don't be stupid.
You know what I found amazing?
What's
now that you're talking about that. New Orleans is in the central, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Michigan and Ohio are farther west. And they're in the eastern.
Yeah.
Always found
that. Are you in the Stanley Cup spirit, so you made your beard the color of the blue line?
Is it offsides?
Looks like Bob's crease.
Just for like scientific purposes, I just want to try something.
See what I mean? He made it funny. You feel like you had to do that, huh?
No, I thought we were like LeBron and D-Wade there. That was no look. Take a break. Got an update on the Jonnu Smith trade rumors. That's next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, listen up, here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue. Like him, inside and outside. Blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette. And everything is blue for him.
How you doing?
Himself and everybody.
I'm not liking this.
Why not?
I'm not liking...
I appreciate you bringing a show bit today.
I wish we had a guest on today. On camera, though.
Yeah.
Get Evan Rodriguez on the phone.
Gotta get him back. He was good.
He was good. People liked him. Appreciate him stopping by the show yesterday. Leroy Horde, if you guys are tuning in on the radio, the Odyssey app, his beard is blue. Big Spoon, just messing with him. That's marriage.
Just messing with him.
Just messing with him.
She's not my wife. She's my personal, my life assistant.
Oh.
Because wives have a tendency to think they know what's best for you. And before you say no, no.
Mm-hmm.
They already full steam ahead.
Wow. Hmm. Well, there's some news on the front of Jonnu Smith. And this is from Adam Schefter. He tweeted right before the show today. Sources. Former Bills Jaguars wide receiver Gabe Davis is scheduled to travel to Pittsburgh on Wednesday to visit the Steelers. Pittsburgh is seeking additional receiving help and has inquired about, but is not expected to trade for, Miami Dolphins tight end Jonnu Smith. So there you go. Adam Schefter saying a trade not likely between the Dolphins and Steelers for Jonnu Smith. So where do you think that that puts things at right now, Leroy? Because that was where all the buzz started this week, where he's like, oh, they reached out. He's got the relationship with Arthur Smith, who we had in Tennessee and Atlanta. Let's be
clear. Arthur Smith had him as a backup, so how much could Arthur Smith possibly love him?
Had him as a backup?
He was a backup until he got here.
No, I don't think that's true.
Yeah, it is.
In Atlanta? I don't think. Well, he had Kyle Pitts, too. No.
How are they feeling about Kyle Pitts?
And he had him in Tennessee.
How are they feeling about
that? I think Kyle Pitts is available.
Yeah. You know why?
He was supposed to be an uber-duber star.
Yeah. And why is he available?
Well, I imagine probably by now his contract's up, if I had to guess.
No, that's not why.
Why?
Because he's no good.
Not no good. I mean, that's a bit strong.
He's pull good. Pull up his numbers. His numbers was a top five pick, and then you tell me.
Top three, wasn't he?
Yeah. Top three. And then you tell me if those numbers fit.
All right. The numbers aren't good, but he's good, right? You can't be that
big. You can look at the size and the speed and the freak of nature or whatever, but at some point, the production has to matter.
Didn't you tell me in regards to Ted Ginn, you shouldn't worry about where they're drafted? Like, what if he has a nice 10-year career? You know, then you can't say he wasn't good.
Yeah, but okay, that's fine and great.
He didn't ask to be drafted.
But
so
the
hard.
Whole start of this was, why is Atlanta moving on from Kyle Pitts?
That money time, I think Tobin's right. They don't
well, no, because they've already invested a lot of money into him, and they don't want to give him another cent because it's not worth it.
Yeah, hasn't been good.
Kyle Pitts last year, 17 games, 47 catches, 602 yards, 4 TDs.
For a top five pick. Okay, no. Now, I'm not going to say, listen, Kyle Pitts did all the testing, and everybody in the football world said he was a freak of nature, and nobody had a problem with the draft pick. Mm-hmm. It didn't work out for them. It is what it is. You took a quality prospect. You took a guy who, you know, was during that draft, everybody was like, oh my goodness, this guy's going to be a stud.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It didn't work out that way.
You wouldn't buy low?
Huh?
The Swapskis?
No.
All right.
Wait, you're telling me. All right, let's get. Based on what you've seen, Kyle Pitts could do what Jonnu Smith did? Because I can tell you a big problem that Kyle Pitts has. He's big, he's strong, he's fast.
Mm-hmm.
He's not nimble.
Okay.
So that means you're talking about a straight line guy or a guy who can't make people miss, a guy who sometimes has problems getting open even.
Yeah, but like if you're a guy like nobody would have thought of Jonnu. Like one of the reasons Jonnu's making the money that he did is he never put up this production like he did last year. Like I think that's part of the thing with Mike McDaniel.
But with
offense is you're supposed to look at certain guys. They did this with Raheem Mostert too. Raheem Mostert putting up career numbers with the Dolphins.
But I would say this. One of the things that I would say about Jonnu that you can't say about Kyle Pitts is this. He can do a little bit of everything. You've seen him pull and block. You've seen him run reverses. You've seen him do a lot of different things. I don't know if Kyle Pitts is that athletic to do those things. So there is some separation there.
There's also a big age difference, though. Like, Jonnu Smith's pushing 30. Kyle Pitts is, what, 24? Very young.
Yeah, he's very young.
You probably would have looked at Jonnu at 24. He wasn't putting on, like, even half the numbers that
because based on where he was drafted, there was no real importance for him to come in and play right away. So they didn't.
Schmieden says, we all know this ends with Pitts being traded to the Chiefs. And that would terrify everybody.
Would it?
Yeah.
I mean.
Totally would.
Totally would.
So
it's Gronk and Hernandez again.
Why are we just assuming that if he goes somewhere else, he's going to be awesome?
No, just Kansas City. If he went to Kansas City, he would be awesome.
Because he's a second tight end. That means the second linebacker.
He's not better than Kelce.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't have to be, though.
I mean, resume-wise, he's not better than Kelce.
No, but I mean,
a little long in the tooth.
I'm talking about the skill of playing the position.
All right.
That's what.
More athletic, though.
Like,
Kelce.
We have a tendency to look at where a guy was drafted and the tools that he has and not actually pay attention to how he plays. And so, I don't know. Even with all those tools, if I put a different uniform on him, are the things that he couldn't do in Atlanta.
Jonnu Smith is not somewhere up else. Until last year. Jonnu Smith did not have a better year than than Kyle Pitts' worst year.
Also, right. Who's been throwing to Kyle Pitts?
Kirk Cousins
for a little bit.
Who do they have in 23?
Penix. No, they had Penix last year.
Was that Ritter? Desmond Ritter?
Oh man, I think it was Desmond Ritter.
Like, you know, he hasn't necessarily had the best quarterback situation. Tua would be a step up from wherever.
I don't know why we're even bringing it. Like, so it's not gonna happen. Yeah, it's not gonna happen. But I mean, it would be cool.
I mean, that's what you do.
He wants more money.
That's what
than
you
Jonathan,
do
for sure
in every sport.
Yeah.
But I don't think like you could just bury a talent like that.
I'm not saying bury it.
Moose.
I'm not saying bury it. But I'm saying wherever he ends up going, isn't that going to be a situation where he's got to prove himself to be?
He's had Desmond Ritter, Marcus Mariota. And he had his rookie year, Matt Ryan, which he had over 1,000 yards that year.
Not a lot of touchdowns, though. I do remember it was kind of like, where are the touchdowns, Kyle Pitts?
Still, what did he have? He had 1,100 yards that year?
Yeah, for sure.
For a rookie?
Pretty good.
I don't know. I think you're burying the guy.
I'm not burying
Aren't
him.
Aren't you the one who stresses patience with
yes.
young players?
No.
Something about an adult body of sorts.
Can't you just admit that you shouldn't judge somebody who had Desmond Ritter as a quarterback?
Yes, Desmond Ritter.
Listen, all I'm saying is this, is that would you rather have Jonnu Smith for $10 million.
You're not going to get him for $10 million, though. He wants a lot of money.
No, just hear me out for one second.
Sorry. It's just the beard.
I'm giving you a...
You know, you're just trying to give me the blueprint, I understand.
Just blew right past that.
So this is where we're going to be all day.
It's hard not to be. It's hard not to be.
You done?
Maybe.
So the problem is that if I'm just trying to give you a comparison, like based on what you saw from Jonnu Smith last year,
mm-hmm.
right? If you could get Jonnu Smith for $10 million or Kyle Pitts for $10 million, who would you take?
It's just for 1 year?
No, you're going to have, like, so say for the next 3 years.
I think I'm taking Pitts.
I think I'm taking Pitts.
Really?
Yeah.
He's younger. He still has a big,
but
better
what
upside.
What is younger? Listen.
24. Yeah.
What does younger mean?
Wingspan.
Better upside.
You guys haven't seen him play, though. I mean, there's a lot of situations that he should excel at with his talent.
Yeah, but who's he had?
It has.
Some may say.
Wait. It has nothing to do. That has nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
It doesn't.
I'm talking about his own production. When you watch him play, sometimes he has problems separating from guys. He's much more athletic than
6'7".
All right.
Pause up.
All right. Go
pause
ahead.
Up. Bye-bye.
This is clearly.
I've heard people say Jonnu Smith was a looter in a riot.
Wow, people said that?
Nobody said that.
So
they're saying that. I've heard people
say
that.
Wow, somebody said, not sure I'd take Jonnu Smith over Mike Gesicki. Really?
Gesicki had a good year.
He had a good year. He didn't have a Jonnu stats year.
He did not.
That's probably why Jonnu Smith wants his money, because Mike Gesicki got a deal that pays him like twice what Mike Gesicki's got.
Yeah, and I mean, Gesicki was in the system very clearly.
But I guess, well, you know, let's get back to the task at hand.
Yeah.
Because I don't even know how we got into the Kyle Pitts thing.
You guys said everybody says I'm taking Pitts over Jonnu. You do realize Pitts is a big, strong, fast, mm-hmm. athletic kid that can't get separation.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem.
A lot of that sentence was supposed to deter me, and it just excited me.
Yeah.
Big, strong, fast. I'm like, yeah.
Red zone target.
Jump ball. Can I just say this?
Just throw it up.
I literally cannot talk football with you two carnival boys.
Why?
Because you
get set on one thing, and you're just like, you've
I'm
always
said
be patient on one thing.
Yeah,
he's had Desmond Ritter and Marcus Mariota as his quarterbacks.
Okay.
Not good.
And and Kirk Cousins on one leg and a rookie.
Okay.
One good year he had
You think Brock Bowers is as athletic as Kyle Pitts?
That guy's cool.
No.
Okay.
Do I think he's... Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say as athletic? Yeah, probably.
But as far as the tools and the testing, Kyle Pitts was way better.
Why is that?
Huh?
Why is that?
What do you mean, why is that?
What do you mean?
No, I'm saying Brock Bowers is a better tight end.
Brock Bowers is an amazing tight end.
Right. Yeah.
So why are you
saying that? But that's the same thing they thought Kyle Pitts was going to be.
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
He can't separate.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you
think? Does he also have better athletic tools than Warren?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Is he a freak of nature?
Yeah, you ask me.
Is that what he is? Real interesting there, Leroy.
Looks like we just figured out Blue's Clues.
Jeez. Think you know someone. And they show up with a blue beard.
Who would have thought the show would get a BBL? Blue Beard Leroy.
That's a point. That's
good. Point for Twitcher.
Take a break. Back after this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Desmond Ritter.
Welcome back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here. The Miami Heat, they got the 20th pick of the draft this year, and fans can attend a draft party in person at the Kaseya Center on June 25th. The event will feature immersive activities, including shots on the court, exclusive photo opportunities, appearances by Heat legends, live entertainment from Heat talent, and more. To RSVP, visit heat.com/draft party. Be doing a show there live with Solana that night. I think he's still down for it. Let me know. Hey, Solana, let me know. Is that your phone, dude?
Solana's calling to let you know if he's
you know if
he's down for it.
Sorry. So check that on out. But if you guys want to go to the draft party, we will also have coming up today Frog Boys Draft Big Board.
Yeah, well, it's actually the 5-star Frog Boy.
Oh, sorry, hold on.
Yeah, 5-star Frog Boy Big Board. Yeah, yeah. You know, like the 5-star Frog Splash?
I like that. No, listen, it makes sense. Great wrestling move.
Yeah, one of the best. Who do you think is better, Eddie Guerrero or Rob Van Dam?
That's a great question.
Look at that. Look at that.
I'm going to go with RVD.
Yeah, right? You know,
I'm going to go with RVD.
It's a thing.
Perfecting. Because I feel with Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah.
I feel like more of the persona of Latino Heat.
That's right. That's right.
RVD, what I think of when I think of RVD is the frog splash.
Right.
And him
going,
RVD.
A lot of concussions, that guy.
He did have a lot of Well,
it's a rough sport.
Yeah, I loved, I would say, I would go RVD. But slight. It's slight.
Yes. That's slight. That's good.
Did anybody else go with the frog splash? Anybody try and make the frog splash a thing besides them?
So, as of right now, Dominic Mysterio, who, if you follow the
That's lore, Rey Mysterio's son?
Yes, Rey Mysterio's son.
Does he wear a mask?
He doesn't. Huh. You know why? Because he hates his father. That's a part of his character.
He does?
He trashes his father, says his father was a deadbeat and never there for him.
A wrestling father.
He claims Eddie Guerrero as his father because of the storyline that happened.
In fairness, how many wrestlers were father of the year, you know? You're on the road 200 plus days a year.
A lot, for sure.
Like it's like, and if they're getting in the wrestling businesses, that's very clearly because you never loved me, Dad. I wanted to be around.
That's exactly.
You know?
Yes, but other than that,
except of course the great Dusty Rhodes. I'm sure he was a great father.
Good family.
And now his son is still the champion?
John Cena.
John Cena's the champion?
Took the belt. Evil Cena right now, guys. Evil Cena's going on.
People like that?
It's
pretty amazing.
It's weird.
How first you're the great guy, then you're the heel, then you're loved again.
So the problem with him is he's never gone heel. This is his first time ever going heel, but people love him so much, even when he's like, I hate you people. They're like, we don't deserve it.
Yeah, it's a face heel. Yeah. You know, it's kind of like Stone Cold.
Correct.
Can't do it.
No matter how hard you wanted to hate Stone Cold, you just couldn't.
All right.
Good times.
JFix says, I love evil Cena.
Yeah, you see, it's hard. It's hard
she
to hate
She just likes evil.
Yeah, it's true. Mm. It's a good call.
Except evil weather. Let's just stay at home.
This isn't even evil weather.
Yeah, although it is pretty dark right now.
It is dark.
It's pretty ominous. But I'll take it.
She just seems to like John Cena, no matter what.
Yep.
Any version of Cena.
Handsome.
So anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Jonnu Smith. Ah. So let's get to the report itself.
All right.
So he says that the Dolphins and Steelers not likely to trade. What do you think that is? Do you feel like the Dolphins were asking too much for him? Do you feel like the Dolphins are hard-lining here and be like, you know what? We're not trading you. Like, what do you think? Because Mike McDaniel's going to speak today at, like, 11:30, so we'll get some insight on this.
The coach always has plausible deniability.
Bull crap.
In that he doesn't handle the money, and he can always go out and say, that's the situation between management and John.
Although they've been very open with the Jalen Ramsey thing. And with the Tyreek, they're like, we're not trading Tyreek. We are going to move on from Jalen Ramsey.
But Mike hasn't been. He just won't talk about it.
He won't talk. No. He was very frosty with the Jalen Ramsey thing. That's true. But we did get honesty from the organization about where things were. They were like, that's going. He's going another direction. Tyreek, they said they're going to make that work.
So my question is, why with this do you expect to get more out of Mike? All Mike is going to say is, man, he's an asset to our team. He helps the team win. I like some of the things that he does. But that's between management and him, which is a fact.
Do you think there's a point where the Dolphins will just be like, hey, you do have this year on your contract. We're not trading you. Too bad, how sad?
No.
It's going to end up with him holding out.
Let me explain something to you. And I'm not... The Miami Dolphins have proven that they don't do this. Okay, they have done in the past, like with Christian Wilkins, but the reasons why were fully explained to him, and he went and played.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he was the anti-Jimmy Butler. So I think the relationship between organization and these players is that they could work something out. They'll work something out. Jonnu Smith is important to this team. You need somebody to control the middle of the field and relieve some of that pressure off of Tyreek and Watt.
It was, but wasn't the word that the Dolphins were the ones that engaged with trade talks? Like, so obviously,
I don't know.
No, I mean, like, that was the initial. Right. Like, they had trade discussions about. I mean, I guess I don't know who reached out to whom.
If they knew exactly who to call, then it must have been some mutual conversations.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they didn't say, Jonnu Smith is
Well, Jonnu Smith's side of it is he wants to stay in Miami, but he wants a raise.
And
the Dolphins are not in the mood of giving raises right now.
Here's the problem. I don't care what sport you're in. You can't be an all-star and be the 32nd highest paid at your position.
Sure.
Okay? Nobody in sports would think that that's fair. Conversely, you have to understand from a player's perspective, if you have a crap year, they're going to come get some of that money back.
For sure.
So it works both ways.
No, this is his chance to get paid.
Right. And so from the team perspective, to go in there and say, well, we're just not giving money away because we've given too much. Why would I care about that if I'm Jonnu Smith? Why would anybody care about that? The issue, this is how football works, right? The team can come back and get some of that money back, right? But then on the other side, when you far and exceed your contract and what you got paid, you can go get more money. It is not Jonnu Smith's fault that they went out and signed extensions to guys.
It's not, but timing is kind of everything, too. Like, if the Dolphins are going to sit here and be like, that, you know, like, I think that's where the Dolphins are at. Because I think if you're, let's say the Dolphins go to ownership, right? Like, then they say, hey, Jonnu Smith wants a raise. And ownership's looking at me like, hey, we just paid the two top receivers, like two top receivers, both had their worst seasons.
What does that have to do with?
Because we've invested the money in your top targets.
Okay, so, and let's think about this. Here's what I think is going to happen, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think once Jalen Ramsey gets traded, that's going to free up some money, and they're going to do some contracts.
Maybe. I mean, it's possible.
Right.
It's possible.
I just think that's where that is.
But I also think there could be a chance that the Dolphins are like, you know, that it does feel like this theme of the year has been.
They've never done that, though.
Haven't done what?
They haven't done that, this right here. They haven't gone to a player and said, nah, tough.
Javon Holland and Christian Wilkins.
Yeah, but
they literally just did that.
Well, they had reasons. And the reasons were Christian Wilkins, for whatever reason, I was against it. He doesn't get enough sacks to get paid that much money.
Yeah, but you can't say that they haven't done it. They've done it. They literally just did it.
No, but there was reasons why. There is literally no reason why other than talking about somebody else's money. It has nothing to do with the player. Javon Holland, yeah, I can see.
Yeah, but everything in a salary cap sport is dependent upon what you're going to invest in and what you're going to go with. So if the Dolphins are just at a heart, like if Dolphins ownership, Stephen Ross is at a point being like, hey, you guys are kind of on your last leg here. Right? You're not going to come to me and say, hey, my tight end wants to be paid like a top five tight end, and I just paid two receivers like top five receivers, and being like, well, we just had a losing season. These guys just had their lowest year. Like, I get it. It's not Jonnu Smith's fault. This is not an indictment on Jonnu Smith. But I definitely could see Stephen Ross being like, no, kick rocks, dude. Like,
but
deal with it.
There's a difference in these things, and that is, if you free up $15 or $20 million in salary cap, you have to spend that money. You can't just be under the cap. So they may have money to spend on Jonnu Smith once.
I think cap rolls over. I don't think you have to spend it.
What now?
I don't think you have to spend it. I think it can roll over.
No. You don't get rollover. You got to be within a certain, and guess what?
Well, dude, they're not going to be like bottom of the barrel with Jalen Ramsey.
If you're under the cap,
you're overselling how much money's coming off with Jalen Ramsey being gone.
I say 10.
Yeah, but 10, I'm like, they're not going to be like down here to a point where like, oh my God, the Dolphins are like the Marlins and not spending.
No. I'm not saying in football you have to spend the cap number. Okay, where the owner comes in. Okay, and this is where the owner comes in, is with the guaranteed money, the money you got to put up front.
Yeah.
But if the salary cap is $210 million, if you don't spend $210 million, the money you don't spend, you got to split up amongst the team, the players.
It says, Marco just sent me from it, it says salary cap space can roll over from one season to the next.
Don't trust me. Don't trust Google.
It's from no, but I think that's definitely a thing. And the Dolphins are in a spot right now where they're trying to reset their cap.
Okay.
So nervous. Can't trust anything anymore.
Okay.
And also, don't forget, they're probably, like, if there's a guy on this team they're probably going to pay, it's probably going to end up being Zach Sealer.
Yeah. No, I agree. Agree, but it's... Here's what sucks about this. I think the Dolphins have put themselves in a spot where you've paid guys that didn't necessarily need to be paid at that time.
Yeah, but they're pains in the asses.
And you now are faced with the guys that you need to pay, you can't.
I understand.
And that's, believe it or not, that's how a team goes in the tank. A team goes in the tank not only by not being able to pay the guys who are actually contributing to your team, but paying guys for whatever reason that aren't affecting the game that much. 100%.
Look, if just want everybody to be clear here, like, if there's a way where the Dolphins can pay Jonnu Smith and he's here, I'd be happy with it. The guy's obviously a pro's pro and deserves it, is great at what he did last year for the Dolphins. Correct. But I'm also taking this in the big picture of where this team is at right now and where I think they're at right now based on the way they've behaved this offseason is you have an owner who's pretty like, hey, you guys are on your last legs here, and I paid you guys last year to work this out, and it flamingly was a disaster last year. And none of the contracts worked out. You guys need to make all this stuff work out the way that it is. It's not my fault that Jalen Ramsey's a pain in the ass and he doesn't get along with you. It's not my fault that Tyreek Hill is acting like Tyreek Hill. It's not my fault that Tua wasn't durable. All these things were known when I paid these contracts. You told me to pay these contracts, and now you're going to tell me, oh, well, Jonnu Smith, oh, so I'm supposed to pay the 30-year-old tight end who just had a career year, and now you're going to tell me this one's going to work out? Mm-hmm. Like, I understand from ownership's perspective why I would be skeptical in anything they came to me with right now, because all the deals last year blew up in their face.
Right.
They all did, and that's a fair thing. And I'll say this to Stephen Ross. That dude always comes with the money. So if there's a point right now where the Dolphins owner is finally – like giving a little bit of limitation to these guys because he doesn't want to sink this cap for the next 5 years. I get it.
Right.
I get it. He's given the resources.
No, he is. It sucks that it comes
at the expense of a guy like Jonnu or Zach Seale, because those guys, like, those are the guys you root for. They're not pains in the asses. They're not divas.
Right.
It should always be right. Like, guys like that who don't have to be complete bleep holes.
In fact, the New England Patriots built a whole team with those guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I get it, but I just think at some point, to make the point of not paying somebody or not paying money or saving until next year, you make your team so much more worse by doing that. That when you finally have that cap space, like, there's nothing you can do. So, like, yeah, I get it. This year, like you say, oh, they didn't spend a lot of money. There wasn't a lot of money to be spent out there, right? On the guys that...
But they could have restructured to his contract. That would have freed up money.
Well, one of the reasons why they're not doing it...
Because they don't want to invest in him long, because he's injury prone.
Right. So, if it doesn't work this year, but that's one player. I understand why they're doing that with Tua, right? For the life of me, I can't figure out, you know, and we went through this with Jimmy. You think if you gave Jimmy the money, he would be better? Like, but for some reason, they said, if we give Tyreek money and we give Jalen Ramsey money, they'll be happy. And they're like, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I just think that in their efforts to say we're going to be better off next year, you might be making your team or putting your team in a position where now it's going to take 2 or 3 years to be better.
We'll take a break. Our Blua! Shout out to Dade South is next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.